This is the Sakar Merli of the 31st of October, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are a spiritual incognito salvation army. You have to salvage the whole world and take the sinking boats across. Question, which university that doesn't exist throughout the whole cycle does the Father open at the confluence age? Answer, it is only at the confluence age that the Father opens this godfatherly university and college for studying to attain a kingdom. Such a university is not open throughout the whole cycle. By studying in this university, you become double-crowned kings of kings. Om Shanti. Baba first of all asks you, sweetest spiritual children, when you come and sit here, do you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father? Because you don't have any business to do or any friends or relatives here? You come here with the thought that you are going to meet the unlimited Father. Who says this? This soul speaks through a body. The Parlokic Father has taken this body on loan and is explaining through it. Only once does the unlimited Father come and teach you to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, so that your boats will go across. Everyone's boat is sinking. To the extent that you make effort, your boat will accordingly go across. It is said, O boatman, take my boat across. In fact, each one has to go across by making effort for himself. Once you have learnt how to swim, you swim by yourself. Those are physical aspects. This here is a spiritual aspect. You know that souls are now trapped in a dirty swamp. There is the example of a deer. It went forward thinking there was water ahead, but there was nothing but a swamp there, and it became trapped in that. Sometimes even steamers and cars, etc., become stuck in mud. They then have to be salvaged. That is the Salvation Army. You are the spiritual army. You know that everyone is completely stuck in Maya's swamp. This is called Maya's swamp. The Father comes and explains how you can be removed from that. He salvages you. There, one person would need to help another person. Here, souls are trapped in the swamp. The Father shows you the way to get out of it. You can then also show this path to others. Each of you has to see for yourself how to take your boat across this ocean of poison to that ocean of milk, and then show others this path. The Golden Age is called an ocean of milk, which means an ocean of happiness. Here, this is an ocean of sorrow. Ravan drowns you in this ocean of sorrow. The Father comes and takes you to that ocean of happiness. You are also called the Spiritual Salvation Army. You show everyone the path according to Srimat. You explain to everyone about the two fathers. One is a physical father, and the other is the unlimited father. Even though everyone has a physical father, they remember the Parlokic Father. However, no one knows him at all. Baba is not defaming anyone, but is explaining the secrets of the drama. It is only in order to explain this that he says, at this time, all human beings are completely trapped in the quicksand of the five vices. Therefore, they belong to the devilish community. Those who belong to the devilish community bow down to those who belong to the divine community, because the divine community is completely viceless. People also bow down to the sannyasis, who leave their homes and families and remain pure. However, there is the difference of day and night between sannyasis and deities. Deities take birth through the power of yoga. No one knows about these things at all. Everyone says, God's ways and means are completely unique. No one can attain the depths of God. By saying Ishwar or God, you don't experience that much love. The best word of all is Father. Human beings don't know the unlimited Father at all. It is as though they are orphans. A magazine has been produced that relates what human beings say and what God says. The Father is not insulting anyone. He is explaining to you children because he knows about everyone. In order to explain, he says, this one has devilish traits. They continue to fight amongst themselves. There is no need to fight here. That is the Kauravs community. That is the devilish community. This is the divine community. The Father explains, it is impossible for human beings to teach human beings Raj Yoga in order for them to attain liberation or liberation in life. It is only at this time that the Father comes and teaches you souls. Look how much difference there is between those who are body conscious and those who are soul conscious. You have been falling due to body consciousness. The Father only comes once and makes you soul conscious. It isn't that you won't have any bodily relationships in the Golden Age. There, you don't have the knowledge that you are a child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is only at this time that you receive this knowledge. This knowledge then disappears. You follow Srimat and receive the reward through that. The Father comes in order to teach you Raj Yoga. There is no other study like this one. The Double Crowned Kings exist in the Golden Age. There are also the kingdoms of those with single crowns. Even those kingdoms don't exist now. It is the rule of people by people. You children are studying in this godfatherly university for a kingdom. Your name is written on the outside. Although those people also write the name Gita Pathshala, who teaches them? They simply say that those versions were spoken by God Sri Krishna. However, Sri Krishna cannot teach anyone. Sri Krishna himself used to go to a school to study. What school do princes and princesses go to? The language there is completely different. It isn't that he spoke the Gita in the Sanskrit language. Here there are many languages. Every king adopts his own language. The Sanskrit language is not the language of kings. Baba doesn't teach Sanskrit. The Father teaches Raj Yoga for the Golden Age. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. You have to conquer it. He makes you promise to do this. Everyone who comes here is made to promise this. By conquering lust, you become the conquerors of the world. This is the main vice. This violence has continued from the Copper Age, since the path of sin began. There is also a temple showing how the deities fell onto the path of sin. They have created many dirty idols there, but those deities have no date or time showing when they went onto the path of sin. It is proved that they became ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Their names and forms changed. By sitting on the pyre of lust, they became iron-aged. Even the five elements are now tamo-pritam. This is why the bodies that are created here are also tamo-pritam. From their moment of birth, they all have different forms. There, everyone's body is absolutely beautiful. Because everything is now tamo-pritam, bodies are also like that. People remember God by various names, such as Ishwar and Prabhu, etc. However, those poor things don't know anything. Souls remember their father and say, "O Baba, come and give me peace." Here, you are playing your parts through physical organs. Therefore, how can you experience peace here? There used to be peace in the world, when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. However, since it has been said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years, how would poor human beings be able to understand? When it was the kingdom of deities, there was just one kingdom and one religion. For no other land is it said there was one kingdom and one religion. Here souls ask for one kingdom. You souls know that we are now establishing that one kingdom. There we will be the masters of the whole world. The Father has given us everything. No one will be able to snatch that kingdom away from us. We become the masters of the whole world. The subtle region and the incorporeal world are not part of this physical world. This world cycle only turns here. Only the Father, the Creator, knows this. It isn't that he creates creation. The Father comes at the confluence age to make this old world into a new world again. Baba has come from the faraway land. You know that a new world is being created for you. Baba is decorating us souls. As well as that, your bodies too will be decorated. When you souls become pure, you receive Satyapratan bodies. Bodies will be created with Satyapratan elements. They have Satyapratan bodies. They remain naturally beautiful. It is said religion is might. Where did they receive might from? It is only through the religion of the deities that you receive might. Only the deities become the masters of the whole world. No one else becomes a master of the world. You receive so much might. It is written that Shiv Baba establishes the original eternal deity religion through Brahma. No one else in the world knows these things. The Father says, "I establish the Brahmin clan and then take them into the Sun dynasty. Those who study well will pass and go into the Sun dynasty. Everything is a matter of this knowledge. Those people have portrayed a physical bow and arrow and weapons, etc. They learn how to shoot a bow and arrow. They also teach little children how to fire guns. Yours is the arrow of yoga. The father says, constantly remember me and your sins will be absolved. There is no question of violence. Your study is incognito. You are a spiritual salvation army. No one knows what this spiritual army is. You are an incognito spiritual salvation army. You salvage the whole world. Everyone's boat is sinking. However, there is no such thing as Golden Lanka. It isn't that Golden Dwarka went below and will emerge again, no. There used to be their kingdom in Dwarka, but that refers to the Golden Age. The dress of the Golden Age kings is different from those of the Silver Aged kings. The dress is different, and the customs and systems are different. Each king's customs and systems are different. As soon as the name Golden Age is mentioned, the heart becomes happy. Human beings speak of heaven and paradise, but they still don't know anything. The main thing is this Dwarka temple. It is your identical memorial. Models are always small. That is an absolutely accurate model. There is Shiv Baba, and Adidev and Paradise is portrayed on the ceiling above. Since they show Shiv Baba, there would also be his chariot there. Adidev is sitting there. No one else understands that this is Shiv Baba's chariot. It is Mahavir who attains the kingdom. It is now that you understand how souls receive strength. Repeatedly consider yourselves to be souls. When I, this soul, was Satopratan, I was pure. Souls definitely remain pure in the land of peace and the land of happiness. All of this now enters your intellects. This is such an easy aspect. Barrett was pure in the Golden Age. Impure souls cannot exist there. How can all of these impure souls return home? They definitely have to become pure before they can return home. When the world is set ablaze, all souls will return home. Their bodies will remain here. There are all these symbols. No one understands the meaning of Holika. The whole world is to be sacrificed into that fire. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge. They have removed the word knowledge and called it the sacrificial fire of Rudra. In fact, this is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. This is created by you Brahmins. You are true Brahmins. You are all the children of Prajapita Brahma. The human world is created through Brahma. Brahma is called the great-great-grandfather. There is his genealogical tree. They keep a genealogical tree showing all the different generations. It is in your intellects that there is a systematic genealogical tree of souls in the incorporeal world. There is Shiv Baba, then Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, and then Lakshmi and Narayan, etc. This is the genealogical tree of human beings. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become the spiritual salvation army and show yourselves and others this right path. In order to salvage the whole world from the ocean of poison, become the Father's full helpers. 2. Become pure through this knowledge and yoga, and decorate the soul, not the body. When souls become pure, their bodies are automatically decorated. Blessing. May your intellect have faith and experience the Father's support at every moment, so that instead of stepping away from anything, you become victorious. Souls who have received the blessing of being victorious experience themselves to have support at every moment. They don't have a single thought in their minds of being without support or being alone. They are never sad or have limited temporary disinterest. They never step away from any task, problem or person, but while performing every action and facing everything, they are cooperative and maintain an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Slogan: stay in the company of the One Father and make him your companion. Aviat signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. Use the vehicle of your divine intellect to stabilize in the stage of the highest peak. Be a resident of the Aviat region and spread waves of the cooperation of good wishes and pure feelings for all souls. With the experimentation of yoga, give unhappy and peaceless souls the sakash of peace and power. Om Shanti.